Yes, John, if they perish tonight, they don't feel too good in their bodies, and still get tired, we're never too tired to do what we can for the Lord. It is all your prayers tonight, I'm sure, as we look into the Word of God. In the past month, we have met lots of people, and we have heard a lot of different things, opinions of God's truth. But the Word is going to read just like it reads at the Day of Judgment. People have their ways planned and have their ways that they want to. And they'd love to change the Scriptures, but the Word of God is the truth, the Day of Judgment. I have a Scripture that we want to start with this morning, tonight, down over in Numbers, I believe it is, the 23rd chapter and the 19th verse. We want you to always to know that the Word of God is something or another that we're going to meet one of these days and be just like it reads in the Bible here. A lot of people who hear of talking about different opinions that God wouldn't do this and God wouldn't do that, but ever what God's spoken, it'll be just like He's spoken it. And we know that God will loves us so that He won't put more on us than we're able to bear. And He wants to see us all make it to heaven. But I believe sometimes that the people that's got their ways fixed out that they want to go, and they'll not make it there. We'll see what the Word of God has to say tonight, and we have a few more Scriptures that the Lord has dropped in our thoughts and our hearts and all. But you think about where you're going to spend eternity at. We're all people traveling through this world for the first and the last time. And we should look at our own self to how we're going to meet God. We're going to meet Him one of these days face to face, and we want to be sure. Sometimes people like to pattern off of other people, but you know, we better go to patterning off of God's Word. People likes to have their opinions and all, and I say it tonight, the Word of God is true. When God spoke it, it's just as well as it's going to be, and it's not going to change for you and I, and so we just well to feel like coming to the Word of God and measure it like it reads and all. I know sometimes it might make us flinch, maybe sometimes it might make us feel a little bad to come to some of these places. Might make us give up some things that we don't want to give up, but two, the Word of God is true. Sometimes people want to hold to things and they feel like that God is not a God that would take everything, and He don't take anything away from us that's good. All the things He takes away from us, things is bad. So we want tonight to want you to really take inventory of your life. I feel like sometimes we take the Word of God so lightly sometimes and has so many things picked out like we want to pick it out. But, you know, I love the Word of God just like it reads. I have no push-off for it at all, but I like to hear the Word of God preached with the anointing of God and all. Sometimes we hear different things, but we know we don't listen to everything. We want to listen to the Word of God. That's where we get our soul salvation. Let's see what the Word of God says over in Numbers 23 and 19, I believe it is, for the starting point. May the Lord help us. 23 and 19 are Numbers.
God is not a man.
God is not a man.
That He should lie.
That He should lie. No, God's not a man should lie. What God's spoken is just like He said it now. He's not a man that should lie. Read right on.
Neither the Son of Man
that He should repent. Read right on.
And
as He said,
shall He not do it?
And shall He not do it?
And
as He spoken,
shall He not make it good?
And shall He not make it good? Now that's the Word of God. What God has spoken, He will make it good. Sometimes I feel like that people, another place it said, I believe it's over in the book of Acts, that He said that He would had appointed time. God has a time for everything and every purpose, the Word of God says. And over in Acts, I believe it is, the 17th chapter, we're going to see what the Lord says over here. 17th chapter, I believe it is, the book of Acts. And maybe it is along about the 15th verse or somewhere along like that. But we ask the Lord to help us tonight and bless us. And we ought to remember what the Word of God said now. It said that He will, didn't repent, but what He said, He'll make it good. So I see the Word of God here tonight, found over in the 17th chapter and the 31st verse. We'll see what it says now. Of Acts.
Because He
has appointed a day
which He will judge the world.
At which He will judge the world.
Righteousness. By that man.
That man.
Whom he has ordained. Whereof He has given assurance.
Yes.
Unto all men that He has raised Him from the dead.
God has got appointed time now that He will bring this world into a judgment. He's done spoken it, said in the Word of God, in His Word, He will not lie. And He'll bring the Word, He'll bring judgment today upon everyone. Sometimes people say, well, I think all the judgment we'll have is here on earth. Well, it might be so in some sense, but I know that God has got appointed time that He was going to judge this whole world. And everyone that's in there will be judged according to the deeds we have done in this body. We're not going to get by with nothing. Talk about sometimes the secret things. And all the secret things will be brought up there too. Sometimes we have secret things in life, I believe, and sometimes we have things that we don't like to bring out and all, but they'll all be brought up, just like that. I thought about how, in fact, over in the book, I believe, of maybe it is... You think of the scripture now, where it is. I think it's 2 Corinthians, I believe it is, 5 and 10. May the Lord help us. And we know tonight that God's going to bring this into judgment one of these days. God's going to judge this old world and going to judge you according to the deeds that you've done in this body. He's not going to change it for you and I. We're all going to meet God just face to face. And this time it is pointed, it'll be that very way. And I say today, we're going to die one of these days, and after we die, we'll be judgment. Judgment's coming one of these days, and God wants you and I to be ready. Some people think that they've got a lot of time to get ready in. Some people think that that God won't do just like He said, but God will do just as very way as He said. Everything that He'll said in this Word of God will be... do it. So let's read there and see what it said now.
Well, we must all appear.
We must all appear. We must all appear now. He's not going to leave nobody out. Nobody's not going to be left out. We must all appear. Well, I heard a man say here a while back that, well, what if a people gets drowned and gets down in there? Well, the Bible said when Revelation said the sea will give up its dead. The way we can't hide from God, we'll meet Him just face to face. Some people said, well, suppose our old body just decays away and all stay it, that soul stand before the judgment bar. Folks, today this old body will go back to dust and earth where it come from, but that soul's going to stand before judgment. And some people say, well, I believe that the judgment is right here on earth. Well, we have a lot of things to go through with. Maybe it's hard for us to go through with. But I say all these places is stepping stone for you and I. All we go through with here is just get you and I closer to God. And I can't find in the Word of God where there'll ever be a bed of roses. Everything will go just like we want it to go. It won't be that very way. We'll have trials and we'll have tribulations and we'll have things that happen. But all these things will happen just for our own good. And they're for a purpose. So God wants you to know tonight that every one of us is going to appear before the judgment bar. We're not going to get by tonight. We're not going to get by anyway. God wants you and I to be honest with God and do what God wants us to do. I thought about a scripture found over in the book of Luke, I believe it is, this 12th chapter, and maybe it is along about the second verse, and see what it says there. But I want you to know tonight that you're all going to appear before the judgment bar. And when we're going to give account of everything we've done, we ought to be careful how we talk. We ought to be careful how we say about each other. We're going to meet that all the day of judgment. Sometimes we get a little harsh with each other, and they're talking. Maybe we let it pass by, but that'll be the day of judgment. It'll be right there, it'll meet you and I. At the time that is to fix things is while we're here on earth. Not wait till we get up to the judgment bar. Everything up there when we get there will be already fixed for you and I. Our plea, our case will already be pleaded. It won't be just like people think. That some of these educated men, we might say, they'll have a chance to plead their cases, education law, but no, folks are all going to meet him the same. It'll all be just like that. The poor, the rich is going to meet him just the same way. But some people's got it all fixed out, how, what they're going to say it all. But folks, this it won't be that way. We better get things fixed on this side of eternity. Not wait till we get over there. If we get over there, it won't be there. Thought about some time, I had a kind of a vision, a dream one time. About when we meet there up there at the day of judgment. I thought about it, looked like to me that the vision was just kind of like a traffic cop standing out in the middle of the street. And it said, you go this way and you go that way. That's the way it'll be up there the day of judgment. The righteous will go one way and the others will go the other way. Your case will already be pleaded. And what you have to do here on this earth, you better fix it now. Not wait. Sometimes let people wait so long. How to try to fix things, get into trouble and all, but then all to just turn it over to God. Let God have everything. Oh, some people said, well, I just can't turn all that I've got. But I say today, folks, the secret things belong to God. All right, what did it say now? There's nothing covered up now. We can't cover up anything. You know, there's a lot of people got things covered up in their mind. I used to think nowadays in time, we had some of these people that's drawing this money at the welfares and all. They got things covered up pretty well through them. But folks, they won't have it covered up today in judgment. It'll all come out just like it's supposed to be. There's people's life for their money and all like that. But folks, it'll be that very way when they get up there. Oh, yes, it is. They say sometimes that they can go in down there. They know how to go these welfares and these places to draw their money and all, and they say they know that they tell stories about it. Folks, it won't be that way at the day of judgment. You better get that fixed on this side of eternity. Money's not everything. It's good to have it. But I say, folks, it's not worth to miss heaven. It's not worth that. There's too many filthy people nowadays that's lying about this. Thought about a woman one time, Brother John. John and I went over to a place over there. A little town over here to get some road work things, and we got over there and they got that community barn over there, and this woman, she come rolling down the street and rolled into this here community building. This man said to Johnny, he said, "What's this woman now?" And she rolled up and she said, "What kind of keys you got today?" He said, "We haven't got anything, but they got their round longhorn keys." Nobody wants that. I want the best that you got. Folks, listen here. A time's going to come when we'll be satisfied with what we'll have to get. And he said this woman, that she'd come down there, and she said she wouldn't be satisfied with just one or two. She said she'd lie about some folks that needed this and needed that. Folks, we'll need all of that today in judgment. We'll need all of that there. But folks, today there's too many people that's drawing things that they're not supposed to draw. Giving false excuses and all like that. But you'll meet that today, gentlemen. It'll be right there. All right, what else did he say now? There's nothing going to be covered up now. We do a pretty good job of covering up. Oh, I thought about a man one time, young fellow
be like the gambler. This young man, he was a railroad man. And he had his wife pretty well under his fin, we might say. He lied to her a whole lot. She was rooming with some folks down there, this old lady. Got to telling this woman, she said, you better watch this man. She said, he's pretty tricky. He's not true to you. She couldn't believe that. And he'd go out and he'd gamble his money away, playing poker and all. And he'd come in and wouldn't have enough money to pay his bill, his rent and all. And he'd tell his wife, he'd say, well, honey, all that we pulled this time, all of our train was empty. We don't get anything when the cars is all empty. And she believed what he said. Folks, listen here. We're going to meet these things. One of these days, false accusations, we're going to meet them. And she believed what this man said. It don't make any difference. They only got a caboose. If they make a run, they get their money just the same. But he had her believing that. I'll say, folks, today, there's so much this going on between man and wife. A thing that should be, not be. They're not honest with their wives. But you'll be honest one of these days. All of this you're going to meet one of these days, this judgment. All right, there's nothing covered. What won't be uncovered. Read a little bit further now. Some people think, well, I'm going to get by some way. I know that some people will believe what I say and all. That might be so. But God, one of these days, is going to bring you before the judgment bar. It's going to be appointed time for you to meet judgment. And after that, folks, it's not going to be just like we want it to be. All right, read a little further now. Neither is going to be anything hid. Not going to be covered up, and it's not going to be hid. There's too many people that like to cover things. They like to hide things back. But I say today, folks, we're going to have to be honest with God. Oh, yes, it is. I say today there's too many people going through this dark world today. I'm just barely getting by. But I say no wonder that people don't enjoy salvation. They're too sneaky around about the things they do. But I say, folks, if you'll give up and truly deny it, I trust God all the way. There's enjoyment of serving God. There is. There's a pleasure for you. And that, folks, listen here, I wouldn't trade this for nothing. Back in the world, wouldn't I? I wouldn't trade nothing for what I have got from God. All right, a little bit further now. What joy ever spoke in darkness now? They'll be heard in the light. Folks, listen here. Well, you want to be careful what you say. You want to be careful what you do. You want to be careful with this tongue. It'll get you into trouble. Yes, it will. I say it's a member of your body, but I say it's pretty tricky. Yes, it is. If you're not very, very careful, that tongue will get you in serious trouble if you don't be very careful. I say today, he gave you ears to hear. Give you eyes to see, give you tongue to talk, but be careful how you use that tongue. That tongue will get you into so much trouble that you can't get out. Yes, it will. A lot of times people like to talk. We had wife had an uncle. This fella used to lie by note. He'd rather tell a lie than he would tell the truth. And he'd tell him sometimes so real he'd almost believe him himself. But I say today, folks, those people that very way, they'd rather tell a lie than tell the truth. Oh, yes, they would. But I'm talking about tonight. All of these things, folks, we're going to meet them at the day of judgment. We are going to meet them. I thought about a fella one time. Used to work at a big factory. This man, he didn't want to work. He was kind of a lazy sort of feller. And he'd have a man had to punch his clock, punch this card and put it in his rack. He got by that for quite a while. Folks, all of these things were going to be the day of judgment. They're going to be right there. I say we might get by a man. Well, we may do pretty well getting by a wife. We may do pretty well getting, but you ain't going to get by God. God, one of these days, will bring you down to where you are going to confess. And one scripture said, confess your faults one to another. I think it's over in James, I think it is. Confess your faults one to another. Folks, I believe today there's a lot of people that's traveling this way that don't want to do much confessing. No, they don't. I say one time, I believe that God knows how to bring all of these things around about to where they be brought into the light. One time when I first started out in the ministry work, Brother Charles one time wanted me to go over on here, 16 Highway, over here, Alice, Bristol. I'd have prayed for a man that he hadn't heard from him for a long time. One time back, he was wonderfully saved. One time they said that he was wonderfully saved back in that time. He'd kind of lost track of him. And they sent word for him to come and pray for him. And then we went over there. Brother Charles said, "Now, I don't know how that we're going to act over here. I don't know what we're going to meet." But he said, "We're going to go and just let the Lord lead us." We got over there, and this man was terrible sick, laying in bed, and couldn't hardly talk above whisper. And Brother Charles spoke to him, introduced him to him and all. This man told him, he said, "Well," he said, "look like this is my time. I'm going to go. Folks, it's dangerous to get out on the flat of your back and not ready to meet God. It's dangerous to be that way." And this man said, "Well, I want you to pray for me, and see God will heal me." And Brother Charles said, "Well, brother, I'd like to read you a scripture. I'd like to read you a scripture over in James." He read the scripture through what James said. And as he got to the place, he said, "Confess your fault one to another." That man went to crying, and he cried and he cried. Brother Charles helped that scripture and never said another word. This young woman was standing down at the foot of the bed. She looked pretty young for this old man, gray-headed, laying there in bed. And as he said, "Read that scripture again," Brother Charles read it by over, and he come to that place again. "Confess your fault one to another." Folks, it's confessing time now. Not to wait till you get to judgment. Now is the time for you to confess. Not wait till you get up there. And that fellow was staying there, didn't know where he's going to live or where he's going to die. And Brother Charles read that scripture again. And he kept on weeping. And he told the little lady that had come up close to where he was. As she came in over where he was, she knelt down beside the bed, and he said, "Did you hear that scripture was read?" She said, "I don't know anything about the Bible." But she said, "For my knowledge, that's the first time," she said, "that I believe I've heard the scripture read." Oh, God, tonight help us, you and I. There's a lot of people don't know what this Bible says. There's a lot of people wandering around out there don't know exactly what this Bible says. They hear it by ear, but folks, when you read it, it has an effect on your heart. And so she knelt down there, and he said, "You hear what this man read in that Word of God?" And she said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, me and you are going to have to separate." He said, "I've got the wrong woman." And he said, "I'm going to have to give you up." He said, "I'm just well to confess it now. It's on down to judgment. Now is the time to confess it." She said, "I don't know anything about it." But she said, "If that's the way you want it." She said, "That'll suit me just fine." Say, folks, listen here. You can't cover up from God. God will not let you by with it. It doesn't make any difference. If you're a sinner, you're going to come one of these days up before God, before you get saved, and you're going to have to confess. Yes, you are. Though I don't know what happened from that time on. Never heard any more about it. Maybe he did, but I didn't. But I say today, folks, it's too many times that people's got things covered up. Too many times. Oh, yes, they have. They don't want to confess. They've got some things that don't belong to them, and they don't want to give it up. I say, folks, there's people that got things today, and we might say, but you can't hide from God. Oh, listen. Oh, folks, tonight, I believe if we will be honest with God, God will see some of these things. I say tonight, God is a God that don't lie. See, everything He's spoken, He'll bring it true. Everything He's told you in the Word of God, I say tonight, folks, I believe there's another scripture found, ain't it? I think it is in it. Or found over in Hebrews, I think it is 9:27. We'll read it after you read that. I say tonight, folks, we're all going to die one of these times. Every one of you and I is going to die. And after we die, we're going to meet judgment. We're going to come up before God. Where we get grounded, or where we get killed in an airplane, or where this old body's gone away, our soul's going to meet Him in hell. Oh, yes, it is. There's too many times that people like to have their way. God will let them have their way at their own hurt. All right, see what it said now.
day when God shall judge the secrets of men by
In the day when God will judge the secrets of men. Folks, listen here, if you've got any secrets tonight, if there's things that you've got in secret, listen, you better bring them out to the light. You better confess them, not to man, but you better confess them to God. I say this too many times, that people want to find out too many things about people, but I'm not that way. I want them to be honest with God, bring their burden to the Lord, tell Him all about it. A lot of times we work to the altar, and these people like to tell you a lot of different things, which sometimes it's good and maybe sometimes it's not too good. But if you come down there and confess to God and tell God all about your trouble, He knows about them anyhow. He knows all about them. He knows the secret things. He knows everything about you. He knows everything you need. When you go down there at the altar, if you'll just pour your heart out before God, it don't take all night unless you get through. No, it don't. I say while we was up in California, I seen people that they work to the altar. They'd start in at the first altar call song sung. They'd be there till midnight trying to get through. I say, folks, it makes me please maybe sometime that people don't want to give up some things to be that long, Brother Bob, at the altar. I don't believe it takes that very that long for God to free a man from the guilt in this old sinful world. I don't believe it takes that long if you come down to God and pour your heart out before God. Lay it all down here. God knows all about it. I'll say, folks, and you can get up from that altar, folks, with a smile on your face. But if you go there and halfway unload, you'll go away from there with a load and a guilt on your face that you will not be satisfied. Oh, folks, I believe that we should hit the rock. Oh, yes, I do. All right, over in the book of Philippians, I believe it is, a second chapter. Maybe it is along about the ninth verse, or somewhere along in there. Oh, may the Lord help us tonight. There's too many times that people's got secret things. I believe it's two, and maybe it is. Maybe, let's start in the tenth verse, maybe. Yes, Philippians, the second chapter in the tenth verse. But at the name of Jesus. Now listen, at the name of Jesus. Folks, we don't want to forget that name. There's power in that name. Yes, there is. There's great power in that name. At the name of Jesus. Every tongue shall confess. Listen here, folks, coming right back again to the same thing. Every tongue's going to confess. I believe, Brother Perkins, I say tonight we're going to have to confess the thing. Oh, yes. I say when we get in this sinful life, we've got a lot of things that we did back in when we was. And I say, folks, listen here, if you don't empty up, I say tonight, if you don't empty up and get those things out of your heart, they'll bother you on the road. I think that the scripture saying, for you, I have to empty our heart up. Empty it, get it up, get it all out, and let God fill that heart with some good things that we need on this life. I thought about the little woman back there in Kings. I believe it was in the second chapter. Maybe it was the fourth chapter it is. The second Kings. It's about the little woman. I asked her what she had in the house. And she said, I've got nothing. Nothing in the house. That's what God wants. Well, He wants you to have nothing in this house. You won't have nothing. Then God can fill that heart to where that you can have something other to go along with. Oh, there's too many people. It comes to the altar. Got so much things in this heart. If you just only empty them up and leave it all to the altar, you could get away from there satisfied. All right, is there any more there?
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Every knee shall bow.
Things in heaven.
Things in earth.
Things under the earth.
Things under the earth. Every tongue. Shall confess. Folks, we're not going to get by. We're not going to get by. Sometimes people don't like to hear this here, a confession. Wonder why that is. There's too many people got too many things tacked onto them. There's too many things that they're carrying around. You want to confess it. But I say tonight, folks, get ready for the judgment of God. Get ready, it's coming one of these days. It said He appointed a time for it, and it said He will not lie. It'll He bring it true?
just as sure as I'm here tonight, it'll be just like it reads. Or some people would say, I just don't like the way that's put in the scriptures. This seems like to me it's just a hard thing. But I say tonight, brother and sister, God will not put nothing in here too hard for you to come to. He will not. He never has. I say it might make you flinch at all. It might make you do a lot of things. But when you come to these places and empty up, I'll say, folks, that you will be happy because you give up to God. Folks, there's nothing tonight will be too hard for you. No wonder people's minds are so corrupt. No wonder that there's so many people lose their mind and all like that. But I don't believe if you will be saved and sanctified and got a pure mind, I don't believe you'll ever lose your mind. I don't believe that. Oh, some people say, well, what's the matter with all the places, the institution? Well, folks, a lot of these places, if you look over, they're not people really crazy like you think they are. They know more than you think they do. Yes, they do. But I say tonight, if you'll be honest with God, God will be honest with you. If you want to confess tonight that you have done wrong, folks will say, well, I've been saved a long time. Well, that might be so. But there might be some things that come to your mind way back there when you first got started that you have forgot to do something about them. And they'll be helping you along this life journey, keeping you from being saved. May the Lord help you, my friend.